Getting any younger. Let's get going here. We are getting better looking, that's for sure, but we ain't getting no younger. Well, by we, I mean the royal we. I mean, of course, myself. I'm getting better looking, just not younger. The rest of you, probably not getting better looking, because you're not me. Ah, shit. I was going to make coffee before I started. And fuck it. So yes. Wait, what's going on? Oh, no. You can scream and shout with all your might. You can scream, shout, whine, cry, civil, piss, moan, look for a safe space to say net. You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way the Trump Unfuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Now, alright, look. What the fuck? So initially the mic was not very hot, now the mic looks really fucking hot. Alright, I'm bringing this shit down. Alright, anyhow. Greetings. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast, in case you're wondering, and it is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile lands like some sense that destroyed the most status. You may also be noticing a couple of other things. For one thing, you might notice that unlike normal when I'm wearing the podcast. Oh boy. We're off to a great start. We're just doing fucking batting a thousand here. Unlike normal, when I record the podcast, I'm wearing shorts. So that my balls hanging out. So I'm standing here in the living room. Just got in from looking about, going shopping, looking for girls. Didn't really see anything worth talking to yesterday. Yesterday was a good day for girls. You know, I didn't get laid, but it was a good day for talking to girls. Would be out right now, looking for girls some more. It is a beautiful 70-degree sunny day here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. It is fucking gorgeous outside. Didn't see a lot of hotties. And I had to come back home to do the fucking podcast. Thus, I'm actually wearing clothes because I've been out and about. Another thing you may notice is you don't hear the clock in the background. At least I don't think you do. We'll find out. You might hear it when it's chiming. That's because I am in the living room, and right over there is the fireplace. So this is a test of, I got this computer over here. It's this ancient laptop. It's not that ancient, but it's fairly ancient. Got it for free because person was chunking it out. He's like, get rid of this. I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely. Let me take that straight to the dumpster. It's actually almost the exact same model as the other ancient laptop I own that I've told you about, the one that I bought back when I was dating the vet student, which I'm always trying to remember how old that is. Anyhow, it's an ancient laptop in computer years. But I have it set up. I got Windows 7 and Linux Mint 19 on it. Basically, I have it set up as a computer specifically for nothing other than audio recording. And it's a computer I can experiment with on the audio recording. Because I still got to figure out how to do a mix minus and all this other happy horse shit that I haven't had time to play with. I also did pause the recording there and I went and made a cup of coffee. So now I'm having a cup of coffee. I've started doing this occasionally, having coffee later in the day, because normally I would not do this. But I found that one cup of coffee later in the day is a nice little pick-me-up. Also, I haven't had booze for... Today is Sunday. What the fuck is this? The 13th. Of October in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, and I am the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, been on the internet since 1999. Along with Michael W. Dean, we invented blogging. You're welcome. been podcasting for 14 years. It'll be 15 years on November the 1st. It'll be the 15-year anniversary of this podcast. Go fuck yourself. I don't want to hear about how you started a podcast and you're on episode 3. I'm right. I'm always right. I've always been right. I'll always be right. I'm never wrong. Except for that one time when I said Donald Trump wouldn't win the election, but then he did win the election, but he really didn't win the election because Hillary Clinton got more votes because the parasites outnumber the producers, which was my entire fucking point when I said Donald Trump couldn't win. So I was actually right. And you can send me email. You can praise me. You can hate me. If you're a hot chick, you can send me nudies of yourself. You can send all of that to God. That's fur baby spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. And then, of course, there's the Twitterverse, where I still have been banned. CYNLIBSOC. And I'm on the Gab, which I hardly ever go on the Gab. Because social media, I'm really pretty fucking over it. Just over it. See, now the microphone doesn't look that hot. It's fine. Fuck it. We're going to see. Anyhow, point is, we're in a different room. There's the fireplace, because at some point in the future, once winter shows up in full, and I hopefully get some time off on a nice fucking cold-ass day, I'm going to throw some wood. I said wood. I put some wood on the fire. Well, you put wood in the fireplace, and you set the wood on fire. But I'm going to burn some wood. I'm going to sit there by the fireplace and do a little fireside chat podcasting. That's the plan anyhow. We'll see how that goes. This is a good test. This is the first time I've recorded a podcast on this computer. What else? All right, that's enough. Let's get to it. Because I was thinking, and the other reason we're doing this right here, right now, the way we're doing it, is because the main computer that I normally record on is cranking away at compiling software because I'm doing a major update of Gentoo Linux, moving to a new profile, 17.1, and it requires a bunch of fucking work. Well, a bunch of compiling. I don't really have to do anything. The computer does all the fucking work. It's kind of like I'm a parasite and it's a producer. So the other computer is busy doing things. So I figured this is a perfect opportunity to test out recording in the living room at the fireplace area with the new computer, blah, blah, blah. Let's get started. Hold on. Wait, great one. Are we going to get started or are we going to hold on? Make up your fucking mind. I'm losing stuff. There it is. Okay. Also, you got to give me a second here because I can't do this. Can't do what? I can't record a podcast with pants on. It's just not working. Great one. Are you really, truly naked when you record stating the obvious? Yeah, most of the time. Anarchy moment? No, because I'm driving down the road a lot of times. I do have clothes on. But yeah, just so you know, just so you can have this visual in your mind. Yes, most of the time, 95% of the time easily, when I record this podcast, I am completely fucking naked. You're welcome. I wonder if I have any listeners left. Everyone's like, oh, fuck. I'm out. Oh, I'm out. Ooh. Okay. It's voting time. It's democracy time. Yes, we got our ballot. We got our little blue books. We got our voter instructions because you have to tell people how to vote. Because see, here's, guys, all right, let's read the voter instructions. How do I vote my ballot? That's what it says. How do I vote my ballot? Well, all right, I guess it's a ballot. I guess that's maybe proper English. So, number one, it says, what is in my ballot packet? And it tells you what's in the packet, your official ballot. These voter instructions, an official return envelope. Number two, how do I vote my ballot? Okay, here we go. Follow all the voting instructions on your ballot. After you vote, one, refold your ballot. Number two, place your ballot in the official return envelope. Number three, sign and date the self-affirmation located on your own, it's underlined, your own official return envelope, as opposed to somebody else's. See the example to the right. To the right, there is an example where it has the X, but there's no X. There's no X on the envelope. The envelope says sign here, and it points down. There's actually, I gotta take a picture. There's actually an example of how to sign the ballot. It's got the line, it says signature required underneath it. And then above that on the line, it says your signature. Okay, guys, this is what I'm talking about. This is the fucking reason. This is the fucking reason. If you need a fucking visual guide explaining to you how to sign your signature on a line above the phrase signature required. If you're that fucking dumb, you should not be voting. Okay. Democracy is not the fucking solution. Democracy is the problem. I don't know why I have to spend 14 years and 11 months and 13 fucking days saying this. Democracy is not the fucking solution. How can I track my ballot? Apparently, you can track your ballot on the interwebs. If you can track it on the interwebs, how secret can it be? I also like this law. It is a violation of the law to receive more than 10 ballots from other voters for mailing or delivery in any election. Well, first of all, how could you receive 10 ballots other than from other voters? Right? In theory, it's democracy. Everybody has one ballot. So the fact that you have to add more than 10 ballots from other voters, well, where else would they come from? But so what this means is if 11 people cannot hand you their ballots and say, hey, you're going down to drop your ballot into the box, in the drop box, can you take ours with you and toss them in there? If 10 people do that, it's okay. If 11 people do that, that's against the law. There's actually a law against that. How do you enforce that law? What is the penalty? Why is this against the law? These stupid, asinine fucking laws. I mean, it makes me want to go find 11 people and say, hey, I'm going to go drop my ballot off. You want me to drop yours off while I'm going that way? I'm sure the excuse to this is that somehow or another, this is supposed to magically prevent voter fraud. You know how you prevent voter fraud? You don't allow voting. The coffee's good. DT, have you ever fucking started recording a podcast yet? I should look. I've been catching up on the Cappy Cap cast. Aaron Clary podcast, the Clary podcast. And he's got DT on talking about, DT keeps hinting that he's going to start his podcast up again. Or start doing another podcast. It's going to be called the Coffee's Good or something like that. And he's just going to sit there and look at the news of the day and comment on it. DT's seems a little cynical from what I've heard of him on the Clary podcast. I think I like this guy. I think he's all right. So here we go. Here's this piece of paper, and here it says, hey, Where's my secrecy sleeve? Because see, you used to have a secrecy sleeve. So you take your ballot and you'd put it inside the secrecy sleeve. I'm telling you this because I don't know if people in other states, I don't know if your ballots are this stupid or not. See, I don't know what's going on. Are these law, like this law about you can't collect more than 10 ballots and drop them off? I'm assuming, which is dangerous to do, but I'm assuming that that's just a Colorado thing, that maybe in some other places of the country, people are not quite as stupid and stoned as they are here in Colorado. Dude! I listened while I was out today. I overheard a conversation. People are walking by and they're talking. And the one guy is saying to the other guy something along the lines of how marijuana used to not be so potent, but now the marijuana is all really strong. And I'm like, yeah, no shit, man. Because now that it's legal here, everybody's trying to get the biggest bang for their buck, including the government who wants to tax all this shit. But anyhow, I'm digressing. We're going to get 16 minutes in. We haven't got to the topic yet. Let's get busy on this. Larimer County ballot extraction processes allow us to save valuable resources and protect the secrecy of your ballot, even without using a secrecy sleeve. Wow. They're going to save valuable resources. Fuck. All right. What is the government trying to do to us? What is the government here in Colorado trying to do to us this year? Here's what's on our ballot. Proposition CC, retain state government revenue. I think this is on every fucking time. Leftists have been trying to get this passed for ages. Okay, here's the ballot title. Without raising taxes and to better fund public schools, higher education, and roads, bridges, and transit within a balanced budget, may the state keep and spend all the revenue it annually collects after June 30th, 2019, but is not currently allowed to keep and spend under Colorado law, with an annual independent audit to show how the retained revenues are spent. And of course, the correct answer is no. What this is, and I'm pretty sure I explain this to you guys every time there's a ballot. Here in Colorado, some time ago, they passed this thing that's called TABOR, the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights. Basically, what it means is the government gets to the state government. Hang on, let me see if I can find it. Summary and announce. Yeah. The summary and announce. We got it. I want to know. So taxpayer, blah, blah, blah. The government can collect as much taxes as it wants, but it can only keep a certain amount and it has to give the rest back. Okay, and so it says here, the limit is adjusted each year to account for inflation, state population growth, go home Californians, and voter-approved changes to the limit. In the 2019-2020 state budget year, the limit is about $15 billion. Currently, about one-third of the money, the government, blah, 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 subject, blah, blah. So anyhow, the point is, any money above whatever that adjusted number is has to be given back to the taxpayers. And this has irked the leftist ever since it came into existence. Because they want that money. Oh my God, do they want that fucking money. So they can spend it, as it says here, on public schools, which are a fucking joke, higher education, so, you know, retarded people can get certificates after attending college for 4 years and taking classes about the freshman experience instead of just going out and being freshmen and actually having the experience. I wonder if there's a textbook. Oh my God. I bet you the professor that teaches the freshman experience class is going to write a fucking textbook and then force students to buy a fucking textbook for $250 about the experience of being a freshman at college. Coffee's good. I mean, the only redeeming value of Colorado State University is the small number of hot girls that go there. All right, so anyhow, the leftists want to get, and then, of course, the roads, the fucking roads, and bridges, which we can't build a bridge over the railroad track. It's called an overpass. I talked about that in the recent linkage. Roads, bridges, and transit. So anyhow, the correct way to vote on that is no. Where's my fucking ballot? There it is. What do I need? I need a fucking ink pen. All right, got a fucking ink pen. Let's do this. No, against. Do I need to explain anarchist voting? Okay, remember, it'd be a great one. You're opposed to democracy. You're an anarchist. Why are you voting? I'm voting in self-defense. I don't vote for people other than the Trump and Fuhrer. I did vote for the Trump and Fuhrer because I was so fucking pissed and so terrified. I'll admit it, I was terrified. Right, I'm not scared of homosexuals or trannies or Muslims. You know what scares me? Hillary Clinton presidency. That fucking scared me. That shit was frightening. That was legitimately frightening. I would rather be in a skyscraper that has a fucking airplane flown into it and take my fucking chances than have a Hillary Clinton presidency. So that was a vote out of pure fear. Okay, I don't vote for people. Now, I might vote against people, which sometimes you can do, because, like, again, I don't know where you are and how it's different and the same. Here, we do have this thing where judges, you can vote to retain the judge or vote against the judge being retained. So you can actually vote against a person in office, as I've said before. Once again, you know, we have this sort of fucking pseudo-democracy. It's not even real democracy. On the ballot, you should have all the candidates for an office, and then you should have a none of the above category. That would be real fucking democracy. Giving people a choice out of like five dipshits, right? That's not democracy. You should be able to vote for no one and say, no, none of these fucking clowns, none of them. And then, as I've explained before, one of these days I still need to either do a podcast or write it up or something. Like, if the Great One was going to set up a state of society, how would he set it up so that it actually fucking works, unlike the state of society shithole we live in now? And that would be one of the things. Okay, when people who are not parasites were voting on the ballot, there would always be a none of the above category. And if none of the above wins the elections, then you have to rehold that election for that office, and nobody who ran for it previously is allowed to run for it again. And I can hear all the statists who listen to this podcast fucking pissing themselves right now about how that's not fair and you can't do that and these government positions are so important that you have to have somebody in them and all these other whiny fucking excuses you use. But you're wrong, and it's fine. I mean, you can be wrong. I mean, once, you know, in my society, you wouldn't be allowed to vote, so your opinion wouldn't matter anyhow. And then we have Proposition DD, which I thought was a bra size, double D, but apparently it's also a proposition. Although I know many of my listeners would proposition a woman who has double D bra size. Oh, she's a DD. Let me go proposition that. Proposition DD, legalization, in other words, getting permission from the government because you're a slave. Right. Whenever somebody talks about legalizing something, let us remember what they're saying is, oh, they're going to give you permission to do this. Well, why do you need permission? Well, it's because the government owns you. You have to get permission from the government because you are the property of the government. The government controls your life. You are a slave, even though the fucking Yankee filth will tell you about how they fought the Civil War to free the slaves, even though none of these people were actually involved in the Civil War, which was not actually a civil war, but they will proudly tell you how they did this to free the slaves. No, guys, you did this to enslave all of us. Proposition double D. Legalization and, because if we legalize it, what do you think we're going to do? Come on, guys, do it with me. If we're going to legalize something, what? Just naturally, right? It's like redheads and sluttiness. It's like, well, tattoos and sluttiness. It's like orange hair and mental illnesses. It's like being a tranny and having a mental illness. What goes just naturally? What goes naturally with legalizing something? Of course. See, you guys are fucking smart. I knew you would know. Legalization and taxation of sports betting to fund water projects and obligations. We're going to legalize betting on sports, and then we're going to tax the fuck out of it. Ballot question. Shall state taxes be increased by $29 million annually to fund state water projects and commitments and to pay for the regulation of sports betting through licensed casinos by authorizing a tax on sports betting of 10% of net sports betting proceeds and to impose the tax on persons licensed to conduct sports betting operations. 10%! Whoa! We're not even trying to be subtle with some of this like 0.25%, 0.25% shit. No, we want 10%. 10 fucking percent. Let's see. Gee, I wonder what the correct way to vote on this one would be. Yeah, the great one is saying no to double D's because double D's are just, they're more than I want to deal with. They really, really are more than I want to deal with. I really don't have much interest in anything above a C. I really don't. I mean, like if a girl's really nice and cute and adorable, otherwise I'm not going to be like, oh, your tits are too big. But I'm just saying, man, anything above a C is just, it's just a waste. I can't get that in my mouth. Anyway, they're going to use it to fund water projects. I don't know if that's like water sports. That's some weird shit that the politicians are going to do with children. I don't know. And water-related obligations. And then, of course, they're used to pay for the regulation of sports betting, which if you just, you know, of course, you have to regulate the sports betting because you've given people permission to do it, and they have to come to you and get permission, then you have to tax it, right? If people didn't need permission to bet on sports and they had to pay taxes, then it wouldn't need regulation. Right. This is the government. This is your government in action. Let's raise taxes so that we can regulate and tax something that people should just be allowed to do anyway. And there's a bunch of people who are going to vote for this. They're going to think this is a brilliant fucking idea. So then we got some other stuff here. That's the statewide. Then we got the county. We got two things on the county ballot. Hey. Take a wild, wild guess. This is going to be really hard. You have a difficult time coming up with this. I'm going to walk over here and look for something real quick. You take a wild guess. The two ballots on the county ballot, the two, are they called ballots? What are they called? Yeah, sure. The two issues, what are things we're voting on? Take a wild guess what we're voting to do or not do. What I need when I walk away from the microphone, I need Chad Elkins to sing for me. That's what he does on the Clary podcast. Whenever they walk away, you know, after the first 20 minutes of the Clary podcast, where Clary does the thing, how he complains about somebody in Silicon Valley who wants boobies. you know, changed something on YouTube and now he can't find a button. And then he talks about how much YouTube sucks. And then, you know, Chad shows up and then Chad and Aaron spend 5 minutes going, can you hear me? No, can you hear me? How's my audio? Is my audio okay? Is your audio okay? I think your audio is okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Anyway, so then after we get through the first 20 minutes of the Clarity Podcast, which at this point, you can just skip the first 20 minutes of the Clarity Podcast because I just told you everything that happens there. Then Clarity's got to go take a leak, and so Chad Elkins has to sing. Which in some ways is the most entertaining part of the Clarity Podcast. I'd certainly rather listen to Chad sing than Cappy talk. Just kidding. Just kidding, Cappy. Just kidding. Maybe. All right. If your guess was raise taxes, you are correct. Ding, 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 ding. All right, let's read these. These are fucking awesome. These are great. Ballot issue 1A. Shall Larimer County taxes be increased? No. Hang on. Let me go ahead and vote no right now. No. Against. Let me darken that little fucking circle. Ah, democracy. Shall Larimer County taxes be increased? Where's the decimal? $39 million annually. I like, too, on the sports betting thing. Where the fuck did it go? I just had it. How they're saying how much the taxes are going to be increased. Shall taxes be increased by $29 million? And they're going to take 10%. What if there's not enough sports betting to get the $29 million? Then what are you going to do? I like how they're like projecting how much they're going to make. How do you, don't get me wrong. I understand you can make some educated guesses. But that's kind of a shot in the fucking dark. Okay, so we're going to increase taxes by $39 million annually. That's the estimated first fiscal year dollar increase in 2020. That's the estimated first fiscal year dollar increase. Which means after that, it could be more. So that's our estimate. And by whatever additional amount as may be raised annually thereafter for a period of 20 years by the imposition of a 0.5, then in parentheses it says 50 cents on $100, close parentheses, you know, for people who don't understand what 0.5% means. You know, those people that, shouldn't be voting. Okay, once again, if you don't understand, well, then again, nobody fucking knows math. See, this is the thing. Once again, if I set up my own status society and you fucking sheep, you've just got to have democracy. Dude, voting is going to be really fucking complicated. You're going to vote. Here's the thing. I'm torn between simplicity, voting on a piece of paper. But making the process complicated so that stupid people can't get through it. Right? And so it'd be like a video game. And you would have to sit down at the screen and figure out like a brain puzzle, then show you math questions. You'd have to give the answers. You make it really complicated so that dumb people can't actually get to the voting part. All right, let's start over. Shall Larimer County taxes be increased $39 million annually and by whatever additional amount as may be raised annually thereafter for a period of 20 years by the imposition of a 0.5% sales tax and sales and use tax, with all the revenue from such tax to be used in accordance with the Board of County Commissioners resolution number, a bunch of numbers, to serve community members in Fort Collins, Loveland, Wellington, Windsor, Berthoud, Estes Park, Tenemouth, Jonestown, and other unincorporated areas of Larimer County as follows. Okay, here's how our government is going to serve us with this $39 billion they're going to steal from us. This is what we're going to get. We, the taxpayers, the royal we are going to get this in return for $39 million. $10 million for local match to fund improvements to Interstate Highway I-25 between State Highway 402 and State Highway 66, allocated from the first $2 million collection, blah, blah, blah. Allocated from the first $2 million collected in each of the first 5 years of tax collection. So it's not even $10 million in the first year. It's $2 million a year for 5 years. Okay, guys, hold on. Now, I don't know a lot about actual road construction, the ins and outs, the details. I am going to postulate that $2 million, when it comes to improving a four-lane interstate highway, is really not enough money to accomplish a fucking thing. I just cannot imagine, when you think about everything that goes into improving a four-lane interstate highway, the people, the equipment, the traffic rerouting, I have a hard time believing that $2 million is going to make an impact on that. And then, of course, the bureaucracy involved. I mean, a million of that is just going to go to the fucking administrators and paper pushers. And then, of course, so you spend this $2 million improving the highway. Well, everything you do to improve the highway, right? All the people you hire, the equipment you're renting, the materials you buy, you got to pay taxes on all that. $2 million is going to do nothing. I mean, if they were going to throw and why over 5 years? Dude, I mean, once again, look, I'm willing to meet you halfway, you fucking statist shits who think that the government, you know, without government, flat places couldn't exist, okay? I'm willing to fucking meet you half fucking way. That's the halfway where I shoot you in the fucking face and I become free, but I can't talk. Look, if you were going to give $10 million in the first year and just do a fucking blitzkrieg and completely redo the fucking, like, wait till winter is just about over, right? All right, winter's almost over. Winter's pretty much over. Bam! Run in there, fucking rip that shit up, redo it while it's warm, and you can get everything done and fucking slam through it and be done by the next winter. $10 million, one time, knock it the fuck out. Okay, that I'd be willing to buy. But $2 million a year over 5 years? Like, dude. I mean, you know, and you know what this is? Okay, so here, fuck. This is a long fucking story. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing. I'm not going to talk about the cute girls I talked to yesterday when I was going through all this. As you may or may not know, I have the waterbed, and I've decided that I'm gonna move off the waterbed. The water, excuse me, the waterbed is, God damn it. You'd think after 14 years, 11 months, and 13 days, I'd be able to not clear my throat. The ears of my listeners, you would be wrong. The waterbed is great for sleeping on. Fantastic for sleeping on. not that good for other things, which yes, includes sex, but also includes sitting in bed and reading. And it's just not good for sitting on, period. Like, you know, a normal bed, you sit down on the bed. Waterbed, at least not with, I've got a full motion mattress. So that just doesn't work. It's useless for that. So for a number of reasons, which we don't need to go into now, but I just decided I'm going to jettison the waterbed. I'm going to go buy a bed. So I spent yesterday shopping for beds, which was way more fucking painful than I thought it would be. Like, you know, this, like, and finally, I like this mattress. I like this headboard. This looks so okay. Yeah, all right, you know, and it's in the price range because I'm not paying a fucking fortune for a bed.
You spend a third of your life in bed.
Yeah, but it still shouldn't cost $1,500 for a fucking mattress, man. Fucking Christ almighty. So I finally find something I like. I'm like, all right, you know what? Maybe I'll get this. And they come back. Oh, we don't have any of these anymore. We sold the last one yesterday. You fuckers. Anyhow, everywhere I go, everyone's trying to get me to do the fucking credit card. So, yeah, to pay over time and all this other shit. And that's another thing. No, I'm not going to fucking pay over time. No, I'm going to buy a fucking bed. I have the money. I'm going to give you the money. You're going to give me the fucking bed. We're going to get this fucking done. It's going to be an exchange. I'm not going to fucking send you payments. I'm not going to keep up with when the payments are due. I'm not going to fill out the fucking paperwork. Money, bed, exchange, go fuck yourself. Just so you know, I ended up, because I come home and I'm fucking pissed off and I'm cranky because it's just failure. And I'm looking at the interwebs. I'm going, well, maybe I'll go here next tomorrow because there's this American Furniture Warehouse. I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to go there. They got some shit, yada, 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 yada. So I needed some stuff from the Amazon of the .com. So I go over to the Amazon of the .com, and right there on the front page, deal of the day, very first thing, is one of those fucking foam mattresses. It says medium firm, which I like a firm mattress, like a firm cock, like firm tits, like a firm ass. Firm ass is just... Man, did I see some nice stuff today. I know I said I didn't see any cute girls. I didn't see any cute girls that I could approach. There's a cute... Anyway, you don't need... she has a nice ass. That's all you need to know. Firm. How do I get the... mattress, firm. She had a foamy ass. I put some foam on her ass. Firm mattress. So anyhow, right there, deal of the day, mattress. Regular $600-something on sale, $300. I'm looking at it and I'm like, what the fuck? So I follow the link and I'm looking and I go, you know what? The king size is only slightly more expensive than the queen size and the 10 inch is only a little bit more expensive than the 8 inch. So I'm like, here we go. Just the fucking Amazon. And then I ordered a frame to put the fucking thing on. The frame is 18 inches off the ground. So I can store shit underneath it, which is fantastic because I need storage room because I still don't know how all this shit fit in my old apartment. I got shit everywhere. Like, fuck. I'm still throwing stuff away. And I ordered a couple other things. So I spent $600. No, $500. $500 on the Amazon of the .com to buy a bed, which is about what I would have spent on a bed in the fucking store where everybody wants me to fucking fill out their forms and get their credit card and pay over time and all this other shit. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, great one. When you spent $500 on the Amazon of the .com, before you did that, did you go to captaincapitalism.blogspot.com and did you click on the fucking Amazon affiliate link so that Cappy gets his cut? Yes, I fucking did that. You're welcome, Cappy. Have a fucking, what are these things, your poke bowl or whatever? Dude, have a poke bowl on me. Fuck. Get some extra guacamole or croutons or whatever the fuck comes. I don't know what a poke bowl is because I'm not gay. I don't go on the internet and complain about how YouTube moved a button because some guy wants big boobies. It's pick on Cappy Day. I need some more coffee. Anyway, yes, I did go through Amazon affiliate, give my money to Cappy Capitalism. Now, what does that have to do with? Oh, because see, there's this weird mentality. Well, let's not just do it. Well, let's not just pay for the fucking bed and be done. No. Like, take it, pay for it over time. Let's stretch this out as long as possible. This is the same fucking thing. Why are we gonna do $2 million for 5 fucking years? How long are you gonna fucking milk this? I mean, that stretch of highway, it's not that fucking long. Dude, how are you gonna milk this for 5 fucking, we know the answer. It's gonna be 5 years of fucking paying administrators. Whoa, there's a fire truck driving through my backyard-ish. My backyard is now, there goes the paramedics. All right, I wonder what the fuck's going on. Can we just get the shit done? Why does everything have to be dragged out? Get your asses out there and fix the fucking road. 5 fucking years. No. All right. And with the remaining proceeds distributed as follows. Between 45 to 50% to design and construct transportation capacity expansion projects. Transportation capacity expansion projects. Means making the fucking road wider. On major streets, highways, and roadways, which include, without limitation, intersections, bicycle lanes, graded separated crossings, sidewalks, signalization, and other improvements related to regional mobility. Between 15 and 20% to plan, design, construct, equip, and operate public transportation. Okay, which is completely, we don't need that. That's a fucking disaster. 36%, exactly 36%. Sorry, 35%. I can't read. 35% to purchase, construct, equip, operate, maintain, improve, remodel, replace, and lease existing and future Larimer County facilities, including a consolidation center for human and economic health services. Okay, we don't need that. And veterans services. What if we just didn't have any veterans and we stopped bombing other countries? Expanding alternative sentencing. What if we didn't have quite so many laws? And community corrections. How do you correct the fucking community? Community corrections facilities. Expand number of courtrooms and associated support space for the state 8th judicial district. Jesus fucking Christ. No. How about no on all of that? Then the other one we got. Where the fuck is this one? The hell's the other one? 4A. That's not 4A. I'm on 5. Got ahead of myself. How do we go from 2B? 2B. 2B or not to be? 2B. What the fuck? 2C? 5. Oh. Hang on. I think it's because I'm an idiot. Apparently I shouldn't vote either. Hey, but you know, fortunately there's no fucking requirements that you be intelligent to vote. Thank goodness. All right, no, this actually is... Oh, because this is a Poudre School District. This is Larimer County. Never mind. That's why it's not in the book. Here we go. Poudre School District, ballot issue 4A. Shall Poudre School District R1 taxes be increased? No. The answer is no. Hold on. I need to vote. No. Taxes shall not be increased. No. Done. By $18 million annually in the 2019-2020 budget year and each budget year thereafter as adjusted annually for the percentage change in the Denver Aurora Lakewood Consumer Price Index, even though Poudre School District has nothing to do with Denver, Aurora, or Lakewood, which are not within Poudre School District. for the payment of district operation cost, including but not limited to. So here's what we're going to get for our $18 million. Okay, increasing first-year teacher salaries to a competitive level. Okay, no. The idea that we need to be paying more money to 23-year-old girls named Madison who just got out of college because they want to be teachers, because they care about the children. No, these are the last people who need to have their salaries increased. And no, teaching is not a hard job, and no, teachers are not important to our society, and no, no, and no. Okay, no. Teachers in the public school system who have been educated by the public school system are morons. Restructuring to a competitive teacher salary schedule to recruit and retain high-quality teachers, that's an oxymoron, and maintaining competitive wages for support staff. See, once again, I'm willing to meet you fucking statist faggots halfway.
That's where we gotta have public education, otherwise there'd be warlords.
Okay, I'll meet you halfway. We can give the teachers a little bit more money if you fire the support staff. How much support staff can you possibly need? The administrators and the... I mean, look, you need a janitor. The janitor is actually the most important person because nobody else is going to clean the fucking school. And sure, you need a fucking principal. And you need a secretary slash receptionist. Everybody else after that that's not actually teaching a class has no fucking purpose in being there. You get rid of them, I will support you raising teacher fucking wages. Support our students' mental health by increasing mental health professional positions such as counselors who will tell the children there's no such thing as boys and girls and the patriarchy is oppressing them. No, no, absolutely not. And enhancing school safety and security. No, you can't enhance school safety and security as long as you herd a bunch of children into a sealed up building where nobody has a gun to defend themselves. It's not going to be safe. And as long as you keep telling these kids there's no such thing as boys and girls, and they're oppressed, and if they're white, they're racist, and all this other horse shit. No. And there we go, that's our voting for this year. That's it, that's the four things. No, 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 and no. Democracy in action. Go fuck yourself.